Today is Monday, August 26th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen. And today is no different. It's Monday, and man, my job has just been giving me the craps. I don't want to even talk about it, but I had a talk with Mark last night. I was going over all this stuff that's going on in my work, and I got so pissed off. I was in such a bad mood all night last night. I mean, not at Mark, just at the whole situation and, you know, what's going on. And I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm not even, you know, I've talked about it a lot on here, but it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't know what's going to happen. I talked to another manager today and, you know, another manager in my department, and I just wanted to get his feedback. And of course, it's all very corporate-y. He's like, oh, well, you need to come up with a plan for yada, 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 and do a presentation, and you need to, you know, whatever, and make your point, and, you know, really show that you can fight for your product and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know. And then he's like, and if all that doesn't work, then, you know, and you're really unhappy, then it's time to move on. And I don't know. I mean, what else could he have said, really, honestly? But anyway, so that's still going on at work. And my grandmother, you know, on a lighter topic, my last surviving grandparent has congestive heart failure, and she's in her early 90s. So, I mean, it's not like we were expecting her to live forever, honestly, but she is in the hospital and they can't get her oxygen levels correct. And she had gained a bunch of weight, and apparently it was all water weight, because I still don't quite understand it. But when you have congestive heart failure, apparently you retain fluid, or you have fluid that builds up around your lungs and your heart and your extremities and everything else. And so my parents have been there to visit, but basically she's been in the hospital, and they're doing something called palliative care, where it's not hospice, but they come in and they advise you, like, okay, here are your options, you know, here's what you can do. And she had pneumonia as well and some other stuff, and they got the pneumonia under control. And they also, so she has no infection now. They got her oxygen at a fairly good level, but they won't raise her up or have her even raise up in the bed, because they're afraid she'll pass out. They did have her on like a mask, and they moved it to like just the little thing that goes in your nose, and then one other little thing that goes into your mouth. So now she can at least talk on the phone and stuff like that. She doesn't have this huge mask on her. And we've been babysitting their dog. And last night, I know I'm kind of rambling, but sorry about that. Last night, he normally stays downstairs. Like, for some reason, he doesn't like to come upstairs. And last night, we came upstairs, and we were brushing our teeth and doing all that stuff that we do to get ready for bed. And here comes Shane, clip-clop, 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 up the stairs. And I told Mark, I said, oh no, this is bad. Because the first time that we babysat Shane and he actually stayed here, because back in the old days, he would stay at my parents' house and we would go there and feed him twice a day. We would walk him, we would play with him, stuff like that, but we would leave him there. And for whatever reason, they decided that they need to actually bring him over to our house a couple of trips ago. I don't know when it was, but they decided, oh, maybe you guys should just babysit him so he's not at home all day by himself. And we were like, sure, that's fine. We've got a doggy door. He fits. You know, it's okay. But he doesn't, his poop is soft, always. And so when you walk him, it's very difficult to pick up the poop. And because, I mean, it's like trying to pick up pudding out of the yard, always. I mean, no matter what. I mean, it's just soft poop. When he uses the doggy door, he doesn't like to poop in the grass. So he poops all over our concrete. And so we have a, like a poop minefield out in the side concrete that we have to clean up every time he goes home. Well, the other thing was he gets restless in the night and he never sleeps in the bed with my parents. So that's not a big problem. It's not like he, you know, he's about 30 or 40 pounds. I don't know how much he weighs, but he's a big dog. And he, and we have hardwood floors or fake hardwood floors, and his nails click, 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 click when he's walking. And so if he comes upstairs with us, he ends up getting up lots of times during the night and starting to poke his head around. And he also coughs because I don't know what's wrong with him. He has allergies or something. So it's like, so anyway, he came upstairs last night. I was like, oh no. You know, I was like, we need, I was like, Mark said, should I take him back downstairs? And I said, yeah, go ahead and take him back downstairs because I don't, I think he'll keep us awake. And so he took him back downstairs, but about, but he followed him right back up. And so I'm like, okay, just leave him up here. See what he does. You know, whatever. We'll just, we'll make it work. And then about 2:30 or 3:00 a.m, you know, I hear click, 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 click. And Shane is just walking around randomly. I don't know what he's looking for, but he's just like walking around. So finally, and it wakes me up. I don't know if it wakes Mark up, but Mark cannot go back to sleep after he wakes up. So I take Shane downstairs and I lay on the, I put him on the couch because we let the dogs lay on the couch. I put him on the, I say, come on, get up on the couch. I get on the couch with him and I lay there for about 20 minutes while he goes back to sleep. And then I tiptoe back from the couch, back up the stairs, and luckily he stayed downstairs. So I was able to go back to sleep. Now, I don't know if Mark woke up. I didn't ask him, but this is the thing. So my parents are coming back on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to this because we've got poop palooza out on the side yard that we've got to clean up. You know, we'll hopefully get a good night's sleep after we take Shane back. And it's just when we're walking two dogs, it's very, and he's much bigger than Sydney. So it's just, it's a lot of work. And I don't know. All right, I've got a voicemail that I want to play from Scotty. So let's go ahead and play that now. And we'll see if you can actually hear him over my music here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like Superman and you smell like him too. Hi Adam, hope you're having a good Pride 48. Although you're probably super busy because you just about run the whole show and you're probably stressed. But today is your birthday, or actually I think it was yesterday, but America is, as we know, behind most of the world, so it's today for you. Okay, this is Scotty. Bye.
Oh, well, thanks for that, Scotty. Yeah, thank you. Now I'm going to get a voicemail because Scotty, I don't know if you guys remember, all of you who've been listening for the past couple of months, but Scotty at one point either emailed or voicemailed. I can't remember which one now. And he said that my closing music was too loud and you couldn't hear me over it, or it was competing with my voice. So I tried to lower that. So I hope I'm doing a good job. But now I'm playing his voicemails over the closing music, and his voicemail was a little quiet. I couldn't get it loud. So I tried to lower the closing music a little bit more so that you could hear him. But anyway, Scotty, thank you so much for wishing me happy birthday. And I'm sorry I'm just playing it. I was super busy, but I wasn't really stressed because honestly, now I think we've pretty much got it down. Like, we know we've got all the equipment we need. I have all the cords I need. Like, we have a good relationship with that hotel and everything has gone swimmingly both times. The only thing I'll say I might have been a little bit stressed about is the excursions and the things that Joey does, because the raffle and all that kind of stuff, because Joey wasn't there. And he always takes care of that, and I take care of the audio. And to be honest, you know, and Taylor and Taffy did a fantastic job on the raffle, but the excursion, I think I mentioned before, I lost my train of thought there for a second. I had to lead all the people to the bus cemetery tour, and I was really stressed about that. But other than that, because we didn't have anyone else to do it and I was going on it, that's, you know, all I was stressed about. All right, I'm going to end it here. Thank you so much for the happy birthday wishes, Scotty, and I hope you could hear yourself. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.